The development of the enclosed superstadium is a major phenomenon in the recent history of American culture and technology. Since the Houston Astrodome's opening in 1965 marked the birth of the superstadium, Figure 1, these unprecedented buildings have multiplied the profits of major league sports teams by bringing games indoors, making baseball rain delays obsolete and December football games comfortable. Superstadiums serve as giant television studios for broadcasting the events they house, and their luxury skyboxes bring surrogate living rooms and even corporate boardrooms into the modern arena. Revenues from these luxury boxes and from season-long television broadcast contracts have enriched the superstadium's major league tenants, but these structures rarely make money for the cities that build and maintain them. This is true in spite of the fact that controlled climates and huge projection screens allow these domes to host a wide variety of spectacles, from the monster truck races to political conventions to Super Bowls. Figure 2. Superstadiums have not only changed sports spectating in America, but have also transformed the cities in which they stand. Constructing a superstadium is a major civic investment that makes a profound impact on a city's fabric, altering circulation systems, parking demands, and neighborhood scales. Such effects make superstadiums lightning rods for hotly contested political debates in cities that contemplate building one, as are many American cities today. The Houston Astrodome, the Minneapolis Metrodome, and the Superdome in Atlanta provide three early case studies of how cities have dealt with these unwieldy forms.